Final locker room chats here on KMZA. I'm Brandon Tamman. We're talking Centralia girls basketball with the head coach, Dusty Thompson. It's brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System as well. Number two ranked team in the state getting ready for their sub-state semifinal. A little bit of time. It'll be on Saturday, but a lot to dissect here with the head coach of the Centralia girls. Coach, again, just so much to kind of dissect here. A perfect regular season at 20-0. A lot still to play for, but as you look back and kind of settle in on this kind of historic season that you guys have been putting together and have put together to this point, what stands out, and just give us your thoughts on how things have played out to this point here in 24 and 25?
I think the way the girls have matured and figured things out throughout the season, you know, it's been fun to watch. We knew early that maybe we'd have a slip up somewhere just because we've got some young girls out there and we're still learning to play with each other. But you know what I thought? Their effort night in and night out and continuing to find ways to win even when things were tough or we didn't shoot the ball well, you know, or stuff, things like that. You know, just the way that they continue night in and night out to find a way to fight through adversity and do things to put us on the right side all season long have been impressive to watch.
Let's highlight a few girls that maybe have stood out to you this year. We've talked about Owen Dieter. She was an athlete of the week. We kind of had to throw her in there. She cracked the top 100 on the all-time scoring list in the state of Kansas. Just so many accolades for her. But maybe a player or two that stood out to you this year that maybe you weren't quite expecting to get certain production. So maybe a couple girls that you can highlight here that kind of exceeded maybe your preseason expectations.
Well, you know, I think we've got a few that in any given night, you know, I said that's what makes us tough is a night one girl's off, another girl's on. But, you know, Tava Gibbs has played well throughout the season, and she's starting to find her what her role is and running the floor and doing things, you know, which has been impressive to watch. And I think Josie Haverkamp is, you know, I've been on her some about being more physical and stuff in there in the paint because she's a big girl that can cause lots of problems, and she's done a great job of, you know, doing those things and getting better and better throughout the year. And then the two Kramer sisters, you know, again, are, you know, Hayden's great with the ball. She can get places fast. Tatum's confidence, it's impressive to watch just the way in the last 4 years her confidence on the floor has improved season after season, and she's shooting the ball really well at times this year. And again, you know, it just gives us that depth. So, you know, the starting five have been great. The girls coming off the bench, and we've got some that may only play a minute or two, but they've really bought into that minute or two is the best minute or two that we can get because that's what we've got to have to win.
Is there a little bit concern or any concern with the layoff? You guys got the top seed, so you earned a bye. It's going to be over a week since you guys last played when you play on Saturday against Onega, and we'll talk about them in a moment. But is there any concern with the layoff, you know, going into this sub-state semifinal matchup?
You know, I don't think so. We've used it as an opportunity to, you know, yesterday we spent 20, 25 minutes doing situational stuff, things that you don't always have time for during the season. So we've kind of tried to find a few new drills, do some things differently, you know, keep them interested and engaged. And so far they've done a great job with it. You know, I keep telling them it's no different than the beginning of the season that if you want to be undefeated, you've got to play well from the get-go, and we're going to kind of treat it the same way here.
Finally, Coach, Onega here, the opponent in the semifinals. It's crazy to think that the top four here are all out of the TVL. The other side of the bracket, Clifton, Clyde, and Frankfort. Frankfort had a big double overtime win against Washington County in their first-round game earlier in the week. But the Onega Buffaloes, you saw them a few weeks ago. You won that game by 30. What needs to be different, or what do you expect to maybe be different from them this time around and obviously moving on to a sub-state championship game?
Well, I think, you know, the pressure's on us. There shouldn't be any pressure on them to just go out and play and compete and see where they end up, you know. And for us, it'll be how do we handle that? You know, I think they're going to look to run the floor a little more and at times and then try to force us into a half-court offense and use their size to give us one shot. You know, so one of the things we've been great at this year is we average almost as many offensive rebounds as defensive rebounds. So, you know, finding ways to stop those things by forcing us to hit shots and stuff is probably two biggest things we've been working on.
There it is. Centralia girls basketball coach Dusty Thompson joining us. The semifinal game with Onega on Saturday night. Two wins away from a trip to the state tournament, but again, Centralia, number two ranked, undefeated regular season, and a TVL championship as well, but still a lot to be decided here in the next week and change. Coach, can't thank you enough for your time all year. Good luck the rest of the way, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good, Brandon. Appreciate everything you guys do, too.